أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما لكم لا تؤمنون بالله والرسول يدعوكم لتؤمنوا بربكم وقد أخذ ميثاقكم إن كنتم مؤمنين والذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وإن الله بكم لرؤوف رحيم Sadaqallahul Azim. In the eyes before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat commanded or invited us to believe in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and spend from that which Allah has made us deputies or successors. Here Allah says, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and what has happened to you that you do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has gone wrong that you do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. How is it possible that you do not believe when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfills the very basic responsibility for which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent him. وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ, whilst the Rasul Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invites you, he gives you da'wat. And what is that da'wat? One single da'wat, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ, so that you may bring iman in your Rabb. This was the specific basic duty and function of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should never ever feel that this da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this command, this question of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, would only apply to those in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this point, Hafidh ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, a great commentator of the Quran Sharif, has stated a hadith which appears in Bukhari Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked a very unique question to them, that whose iman amazes you? Whose iman amazes you? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, the iman of the malaika. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that how is it possible that the malaika would not believe when they have ahead of them, in front of them, they see so much more than anybody else would see with regards to the ghaib. Then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they replied that perhaps then it is the iman of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, what is so strange about the iman of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down wahi to them? Then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied that perhaps our own iman should marvel us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing strange, there is nothing amazing about your iman, because I am here and then I give you the information that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala passes upon to me. Whose iman is amazing, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is people that will come after you, and all they have is one scripture, and that is the Quran Sharif. They have absolutely nothing besides that, and really if you look at it, what else do we have besides this kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Their iman is amazing, that without anything, without any Nabi ahead of them, in front of them, in their company, without having any other visions, visuals of the Alim-i Ghaib, they have brought iman, that is really amazing. So hence, this da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues till the day of Qiyamah. So, وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ, whilst the Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you da'wat, whilst he invites you, and that invitation is لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ, so that you will bring iman in your Rabb. وَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِيثَاقَكُمْ, and over and above that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reinforced, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created within you the capacity of bringing iman. وَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِثَاقَكُمْ. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken from you the covenant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken from you the pledge. And what was this pledge? The pledge of Alast. When in the Alami Arwah, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asked each and every soul, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Then every soul responded, every soul replied, Bala, most certainly Allah, you are the Rabb. So by taking this ahad, by taking this pledge, this covenant, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had placed in every individual, in every heart, in every soul, the capacity, the istiadat to bring iman in Allah, the istiadat to bring yaqeen in Allah, the istiadat to have the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are real and true believers. وَالَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who revealed upon his abd, Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayatim bayyinat, clear signs, clear verses. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent it down. Very, very clear are the verses with regards to tawheed. Very, very clear are the verses with regards to the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very clear are the verses with regards to akhirat. Absolutely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept it easy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept it clear for us, very unambiguous. There is absolutely no doubt with regards to these issues. And why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send down these ayat to Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract you from the many darknesses, the darknesses of kufr, the darknesses of shirk, the darknesses of nifaq and hypocrisy, the darknesses of ignorance, the darknesses of ill and bad habits. All of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he sent down this Quran so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove us from those darknesses. Ila nur, to the nur of iman, to the nur of tawheed, to the nur of yaqeen, to the nur of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna Allah bikum la ra'ufur rahim. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done all this. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this deen. Why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send anbiya? Why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send kitabs? Why did Allah send hidayat in the first place? Wa inna Allah bikum la ra'ufur rahim. For certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful to you. And that is why, because of Allah's rahmah, because of Allah's mercy, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent us our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give us this da'wat. It is Allah's mercy that Allah had given us this kitab. It is Allah's mercy that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.